This corral isn't famous for holding cattle, but it is famous for the shootout that put this town on the map. We'll head there next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Doug Clay helps oversee one of the most famous corrals in this nation.
The OK Corral was a feed and livery stable. Basically, it was a parking garage of the time. You stored your horses here. You kept buggies here. You could rent animals. You could rent buggies out for the day.
The OK Corral in Tombstone, Arizona, is today known for the famous gunfight that took place there in 1881. Clay says a combination of money and whiskey made for lawlessness. And in the late 1800s, the lawmen in town weren't always the good guys.
Your law officers were usually people that were just as bad, if not worse, than the people you were trying to get out, because you had to have that type of personality to be able to handle the people there.
On October 26, 1881, a long-running disturbance between two groups of men resulted in the famous gunfight. The principals in the shootout were Doc Holliday and the Earp brothers, who confronted four cowboys, the Clantons and the McElroys.
Well, you had 9 men and 2 horses in an alleyway that was about 15 feet wide and about 30 feet deep. Neither side accomplished anything or won the fight, so to speak. After the gunfight back here, the Earps left here wanted men for killing the Frank Stillwell and such. The cowboy gang, of course, they were disbanded after that, so everybody lost.
The Earps may have lost their property and a good name, but many of the cowboys lost their lives.
Billy Clanton, 19-year-old brother of Ike Clanton, he died. Tom and Frank McClary both died back here. Virgil Earp and Morgan Earp were both wounded in the gunfight. They both survived it.
Clay says the deadly tragedy did seem to bring more peace to what had been one of the most dangerous towns in the West. Today, the town of Tombstone and the OK Corral does live on, although much of its income is now derived from tourists who want to relive some of its Wild West history. Traveling the countryside in Tombstone, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.